As violence and civil disorder increase in Iraq, President Bush remains steadfast about sticking to his June 30th deadline for transferring authority to an interim Iraqi government.
I believe we can transfer authority by June 30th. We're working toward that date. Obviously, constantly in touch with Jerry Bremer on the transfer of sovereignty.
President Bush speaking to reporters today in North Carolina. His statement comes after the Senate Foreign Relations Chairman, Indiana Republican Senator Richard Lugar, delivered a very different opinion this week about the feasibility of that deadline. The Indiana senator questions whether there could be a stable, secure environment in Iraq by the deadline and suggests a reexamination of the timetable. For opinion and analysis about how Iraq and other issues are affecting the presidential campaign, I spoke earlier with Slate columnist Timothy Noah. This weekend is a reminder, as though we needed any, of the dangers American troops face in Iraq. How do you think the conflict is playing out in the presidential race?
You're hearing a lot of people asking themselves, how did we get into this? I think it gives added impetus to the commission that's looking into the response to 9/11. And a number of people are just sort of scratching their heads and saying, have we gotten ourselves in too deep in Iraq? At the same time, what is not happening, I should emphasize, at least in the presidential race, is any discussion of pulling out of Iraq. John Kerry has said very steadfastly that we should remain in Iraq. And if anything, if there's going to be an emerging forward-looking political issue, it will probably be the question of whether we have adequate troops in Iraq. Troop forces are being reduced this month by 20%, and that is a real vulnerability for Bush. Senator Kerry can argue that we are not backing up tough talk with real resolve.
You mentioned the 9/11 Commission hearings. The National Security Advisor, Condoleezza Rice, is going to testify there later this week. It's an important moment for the Bush administration, which had first opposed her testimony and then authorized it.
Well, now I'm going to perversely say that I think this particular part of the hearings is being overhyped. I think we all have a pretty good idea what Condoleezza Rice is going to say in these hearings. We have a good idea because she's been saying it on TV for the last 2 weeks. So I don't think we're going to be seeing any particular surprises when she testifies. The fact of her testifying is really the story here, because the Bush administration decided to waive a claim of executive privilege that actually had some legitimacy. It was difficult to sustain the argument, I guess, from their end, that confidentiality had to be maintained when Ms. Rice was all over the tube discussing these issues.
Let me ask you about jobs, because the Bush administration got terrific news on Friday when the government reported the biggest monthly increase in jobs in 4 years. John Kerry and the Democrats have been complaining about the jobs issue. This does sound like very good economic news, although for the president, it's now maybe perhaps clouded by this the terrible bad news from Iraq.
It is good economic news for the Bush administration. 300,000 jobs were created. That does make it difficult now to say that we're in a jobless recovery. So I think that will hurt the Democrats some. At the same time, Kerry is pointing out that the net loss of jobs throughout the Bush administration has been large, has been, he says, over 2 million. However, if we continue to see steady increases in job growth, that figure will seem less relevant. So it's not totally clear that the employment issue is going to remain a winner for the Democrats.
Opinion and analysis from Tim Noah. He writes the Chatterbox column for Slate. Tim, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thanks for having me.